From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Manchester, England police have now identified the man who blew himself up Monday night following an Ariana Grande concert as Salman Abedi. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for Monday's blast that killed at least 22 people and injured 59 others. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
A large area around the Manchester Arena in the centre of the city remains cordoned off as police continue their forensic investigations into last night's attack. They aren't releasing many more details about the progress of the investigation. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in the south of the city. For authorities here, questions remain over how the attacker was able to enter the arena last night with an apparently sophisticated improvised explosive device that was able to cause such carnage. Many of the victims were just teenagers or children. In the centre of Manchester, outside the City Hall tonight, thousands of Mancunians are expected to gather to pay their respects to the victims. The Mayor of Manchester said earlier today the city will not bow to terrorism. Prime Minister Theresa May called it a sick and callous attack. Campaigning in Britain's general election has been suspended for the day as a mark of respect.
U.S. President Donald Trump has proposed a new federal budget aimed at balancing it within 10 years by slashing many social programs. They include those that help the poor pay for food and medical care. They're called food stamps and Medicaid. Critics of Mr. Trump's budget, including a group called Campaign to Fix the Debt, say these popular and expensive programs make up just over half of the government spending over the next 10 years. They say it's difficult to balance the budget without trimming spending on Social Security and Medicare. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Monday visited Israel, where he reaffirmed Washington's close ties with Israel, echoing sentiments of several of his predecessors who tried and failed to achieve the same goal. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Trump made his initial pledge to work for peace following a meeting in Bethlehem with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Trump said he believes America can help Israel and Palestinians forge peace and bring new hope to the region. Later Tuesday, Trump joined Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the Israeli Museum, where Trump once again pledged to work for lasting peace in the Middle East.
As I have repeatedly said, I'm personally committed to helping Israelis and Palestinians achieve a peace agreement. And I had a meeting this morning with President Abbas and can tell you that the Palestinians are ready to reach for peace. I know you've heard it before. I am telling you, that's what I do.
Trump has left Israel for his next stop, Rome, where he'll meet Wednesday with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has been said to have asked two of the country's top intelligence chiefs to publicly disavow possible Russian collusion with his election campaign, but the officials considered the request to be inappropriate and refused, according to U.S. media reports. Mr. Trump made separate appeals in March to Daniel Coats, the National Intelligence Director, and to Admiral Mike Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency. At a congressional hearing Tuesday, Coats did not deny the report, but declined to comment about it. Also in the hearings, former CIA Director John Brennan said he was and warned Putin not to interfere in elections.
Finally, I warned Mr. Bortnikov that if Russia pursued this course, it would destroy any near-term prospect for improvement in relations between Washington and Moscow and would undermine constructive engagement, even on matters of mutual interest. As I expected, Mr. Bortnikov denied that Russia was doing anything to influence our presidential election, claiming that Moscow is a traditional target of blame by Washington for such activities. He said that Russia was prepared to work with whichever candidate wins the election. When I repeated my warning, he again denied the charge but said that he would inform President Putin of my comments. I believe I was the first U.S. official to brace the Russians on this matter.
Religious police in Indonesia publicly caned two men Tuesday for having consensual gay sex. The men received more than 80 lashes each, inflicted by hooded men inside a mosque in a city as hundreds of people watched, many of them recording the scene on mobile devices. The two men were arrested in March after local residents who suspected they were gay broke into the rented room and found them having sex. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.